Well, how's it hanging, gentlemen? Well, I don't normally, but I've just been on TikTok, you know, that strange place. Man, I watched a couple of femons who were basically almost begging for a man. It is quite embarrassing to watch some of them. You see, femons had it so easy for hundreds of years, didn't they? They just had to put the old makeup on, dress in a certain way, and flick their eyelids, and men would come. And they could treat those men in any way they wanted, disgustingly or whatever, because there would be another one along anyway. But men are waking up and leaving the plantation, and they've found better things to do than chase women all the time and appease them. In other words, they found a life. And of course, if you believe the femons, they don't need no man, so what's their big problem? Let them just get on with their own lives. But the fact is, most femons don't have lives without a man, do they? Oh, but you can't say that, can you? I mean, if they don't have a man, who are they going to complain about, moan about? Can't be them, they're perfect. Here's something else I've noticed quite a lot, all the time, really. Let's assume a femon is married to a man, and he's in the army or in the construction working place, and he dies or gets killed somehow. There's only a brief thing about his death, but it's mostly all about her and how it affects her life. Forget the fact that this man has lost his life and is no longer on planet Earth. They always twist it around and make it all about them. They are the victim. They all are so selfish and self-centered. They don't seem to be able to show any compassion for anybody, well, unless there's a reason or something in it for them. And of course the saying is, isn't it, the future is femon. Well, take a look around, guys. Take a look at the chaos, the mess, the drama, the virtual signaling going on everywhere. The future already is here. They are all victims. They are all yelling with their mouths wide open with this crazy face on. And yes, of course, they never stop moaning, do they? If you notice, it's either all about something and then it moves on to something else. It hasn't stopped for quite a few years. And that's because they're never satisfied, are they? So you younger men, stay away from these crazy femons, because they all seem to be crazy now. And they will only bring you down. Here's a personal story about me, actually. Oh, it's all about me, you know. I thought my passport had run out. Didn't about thinking about going out on a holiday anywhere. Then I checked my passport for some reason, and it hadn't run out. So I thought, yeah, I'll take 7-day holiday somewhere. So I checked around in the UK, and it was so damn expensive, I could go somewhere else on a plane for the same price. So I booked a package-type holiday for 7 days in Lanzarote, from a site online called Love Holidays. And everything went fine, and I got confirmation and everything. And they were quite highly rated on Trustpilot. Now, I booked the holiday quite far in advance, and I thought, gee, I'd like to go a bit sooner. So I contacted Love Holidays, well, you can't actually contact them, and I changed my flight. I said, can I change my flight? But it's all sort of automated, and I haven't heard back since. So I went on to the site and found out a lot of information about Love Holidays, and it doesn't look good at all. First of all, nobody can get a hold of Love Holidays at all. So now they've taken the deposit, and they're going to take some money out of my account in a couple of weeks. But I still don't know actually when I'm going, because they haven't got back to me. But there's a lot of nightmare stories I've read about. Last minute cancellations of flights and hotels. The hotel that they went to isn't finished, or not even open. The flights have been cancelled and they haven't been told. And the reason is because you cannot get hold of Love Holidays. People. Supposed to be a team, but they're protected in a bubble somewhere. So I'm kind of in limbo. Don't know what I'm going to do when my holiday comes up. And all it would take would be a 5-minute phone call, and everything would be sorted. But I don't know if anybody's had an experience of Love Holidays, and it's not the Love Holidays you're thinking. It's not where you go and, well, you know, one of those naughty holidays. No. The reason I booked with them is because their site was very good and clear and easy to use. But obviously the Trustpilot score is fake. But this is how the world has come to. How can a company, or whatever they are, do business like that? Take people's money and run, almost. Of course, I could go on their automated site, because that's all they have, and cancel my holiday. But apparently that doesn't go very smoothly either. So I guess I've fucked up. I wanted a nice stress-free holiday to get away, and now it's all it's causing is stress. As we've seen, morality, especially for femmes, well, it never was high, but it's at the lowest it is, isn't it? No, of course not. They can always get lower. They always prove me wrong there. But general morality has gone downhill too, hasn't it? How do some of these people that love holidays sleep at night? And I've read some stories of these old people going to the airport and they have no flight. Their flight has been cancelled and they've had to go all the way back home and their holiday is non-existent. Anyway, I'll keep you posted. If I were you, do not book love holidays anytime soon, because it seems to be like playing Russian roulette. And maybe we should start the saying, guys, of the future is man, because it is, and it always was. Femmes can't seem to run a piss up in a brewery, can they? You take it easy, fellas.